Welcome to day two of our Lenten meditations. As we begin, let's try and enter into a deeper position of prayer with God. Let's take a moment to calm our minds and hearts. Start with some deep breaths. In through the nose and out through the mouth. In through the nose and out through the mouth. In through the nose, and this time close your eyes as you breathe out. Let's take a moment now to reflect on how you're doing today. Maybe you've had a good day. Maybe you're feeling joyful, excited, happy, or maybe you've not had a good day. Maybe you're feeling angry, frustrated, annoyed. Whatever you're feeling, give it to God. Take it out of your heart and give it to Him. It doesn't matter what it is, He can take it. Allow God to sit with you. Allow Him to bring His peace and love into your heart, replacing whatever emotion was there before. Try and feel, really feel His presence in your heart. Now, think of something that you would like God's forgiveness for today. Tell God what happened. Tell Him how you felt. Tell Him how you feel now. We will ask God's forgiveness with an act of contrition. Oh my God, I thank You for loving me. I am sorry for all my sins, for not loving others and not loving You. Help me to live like Jesus and not sin again. Amen. Now, think about something you're anxious about. Something that's really worrying you. How are you trying to reduce your stress? How are you trying to relieve your anxiety? Perhaps you play an instrument. Perhaps you do some exercise. Perhaps you read a book. Or perhaps you scroll. Think about how much time is spent on social media on your average day. And think about how this time could be perhaps better spent. I would encourage you this Lent to reduce or completely cut out your time on social media. It's difficult. Social media is the main thing I'm giving up this year for Lent. and I've had to pre-record this video, so it's Ash Wednesday. I've been at it less than a day and already four or five times I've caught myself scrolling when I don't even remember opening the social media app. That's how caught up we are in this culture. And scrolling on social media, more often than not, makes us more anxious. I would encourage you to have an alternative thing to turn to. When you're feeling anxious, something else you can go to so that you don't feel the need to pick up your phone and start scrolling. Or perhaps if there's a particular page you're following that's making you uncomfortable or putting out sinful content or just content that makes you more anxious in general or lowers your self-esteem, unfollow them. And after the 40 days, if you really miss it and if you think that you would like to go back to it, then by all means do so, but I would imagine that most of us after the 40 days will, good riddance, not look back. Instead, when we feel anxious, when we feel the urge to pick up our phone and scroll, commit to saying a Hail Mary instead. God will give us the graces and strengths that we need to stay off of social media this Lent. He will always give us the graces and strengths that we need to do whatever He is asking us to do. For this, Lord, we thank You. Allow yourself to rest in God, simply praising Him, thanking Him, and adoring Him. Now, open your eyes. Try to come away from this session with a pledge to do something. Perhaps it is to say a Hail Mary instead of scrolling, as I suggested, or it could be something else entirely. Whatever feels right for you. We'll finish this session with an Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.